entire bodies are replaced within a few years, as science has proven, then how can it be that degeneration or illness remains in our bodies for years? It can only be held there by thought, by observation of the illness, and by the attention given to the illness.
Think thoughts of perfection.
Think thoughts of perfection. Illness cannot exist in a body that has harmonious thoughts. Know there is only perfection. And as you observe perfection, you must summon that to you. Imperfect thoughts are the cause of all humanity's ills, including disease, poverty, and unhappiness. When we think negative thoughts, we are cutting ourselves off from our rightful heritage. Declare and intend, I think perfect thoughts. I see only perfection. I am perfection. I banished every bit of stiffness and lack of agility right out of my body. I focused on seeing my body as flexible and as perfect as a child's, and every stiff and aching joint vanished. I literally did this overnight. You can see that beliefs about aging are all in our minds. Science explains that we have a brand new body in a very short time. Aging is limited thinking, so release those thoughts from your consciousness and know that your body is only months old, no matter how many birthdays you've chalked up in your mind. For your next birthday, do yourself a favour and celebrate it as your first birthday. Don't cover your cake with 60 candles unless you want to summon aging to you. Unfortunately, Western society has become fixated on age, and in reality, there's no such thing. You can think your way to the perfect state of health, the perfect body, the perfect weight, and eternal youth. You can bring it into being through your consistent thinking of perfection.
Bob Proctor.
If you have a disease and you're focusing on it and you're talking to people about it, you're going to create more diseased cells. See yourself living in a perfectly healthy body. Let the doctor look after the disease.
One of the things that people often do when they have an illness is talk about it all the time. That's because they're thinking about it all the time, so they're just verbalizing their thoughts. If you're feeling a little unwell, don't talk about it, unless you want more of it. Know that your thought was responsible and repeat as often as you can, I feel wonderful, I feel so good, and really feel it. If you are not feeling great and somebody asks you how you're feeling, just be grateful that that person has reminded you to think thoughts of feeling well. Speak only the words of what you want. You cannot catch anything unless you think you can, and thinking you can is inviting it to you with your thought. You're also inviting illness if you are listening to people talking about their illness. As you listen, you are giving all of your thought and focus to illness. And when you give all of your thought to something, you are asking for it. And you are certainly not helping them. You are adding energy to their illness. If you really want to help that person, change the conversation to good things if you can, or be on your way. As you walk away, give your powerful thoughts and feelings to seeing that person well, and then let it go.
Lisa Nichols.
You have two people, both stricken with something. One chooses to focus on joy. They choose to live in possibility. They choose to live in hopefulness. They focus on all the reasons why they should be joyful and grateful. Then you have the second person. Same diagnosis. But they choose to focus on the dis-ease. They focus on the pain. They focus on the woe is me.
Bob Doyle.
When a person is completely focused on what's wrong and their symptoms, they will perpetuate it. The healing will not occur until they shift their attention from being sick to being well, because that's the law of attraction.
Let us remember, so far as we can, that every unpleasant thought is a bad thing literally put in the body. Prentice Mulford.
Dr. John Hagelin.
Happier thoughts lead to essentially a happier biochemistry, a happier, healthier body. Negative thoughts, stress, have been shown to seriously degrade the body and the functioning of the brain, because it's our thoughts and emotions that are continuously reassembling, reorganizing, recreating our body.
No matter what you have manifested in regards to your body, you can change it, inside and out. Start thinking happy thoughts and start being happy. Happiness is a feeling state of being. You have your finger on the feeling happy button. Press it now and keep your finger pressed down on it firmly, no matter what is happening around you.
Dr. Ben Johnson.
Remove physiological stress from the body, and the body does what it was designed to do. It heals itself.
You don't have to fight to get rid of a disease. Just the simple process of letting go of negative thoughts will allow your natural state of health to emerge within you, and your body will heal itself.
Michael Bernard Beckwith.
I've seen kidneys regenerated. I've seen cancer dissolved. I've seen eyesight improve and come back.
I had been wearing reading glasses for about 3 years before I discovered the secret. One night, as I was tracing the knowledge of the secret back through the centuries, I found myself reaching for my glasses to see what I was reading. And I stopped in my tracks. Past scenes of my life flashed before me, and the realization of what I had done struck me like a lightning bolt. I had listened to society's message that eyesight diminishes with age. I had watched people stretch their arms out so that they could read something. I had given my thought to eyesight diminishing with age, and I had brought it to me. I hadn't done it deliberately, but I had done it. I knew that what I had brought into being with thoughts I could change, so I immediately imagined myself seeing as clearly as when I was 21 years old. I saw myself in dark restaurants, on planes,